It's the Eco Holiday in City of Moreton. Have you decided to have a quiet day of contemplation? If you haven't given fishing a thought before, stay tuned to listen to our next dynamo, Sam Beckman. She's a leader in Women's Recreational Fishing Network, runs programs in the City of Moreton Healthy and Active, is on various industry panels, and still finds time to write books and run the Kids Fishing Classic. And wait for it, she has a fantastic, well-deserved accolade to share with us. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Deb, and to everybody listening. So a couple of weeks ago, I attended the inaugural Australian Recreational Fishing Forum. It was attended by fisheries departments from each state, women's fishing groups, environmental groups, and plenty of others. And I was on a panel with other women in the industry, a little bit nervous, and that was chaired by Ausfish CEO Cass Price. We spoke about barriers preventing women from joining in fishing, as well as way to encourage more women into the sport. And I said to create generational change, we need to start with the kids. According to some of the fisheries, approximately 20% of females go fishing. With two bent rods programs, we achieve around 28%. But when you bring it back to the children, our programs attract around 50% of the girls. So to me, change is coming. It still will take a while to come to fruition. I always say that fishing isn't always about catching fish. It's about connection. Connection to self, connection to others, and connection to the environment. And I also attended a workshop that everyone was surprised to find out the top imported seafood product. And it was actually tinned tuna. A couple of days after the forum was the after show, and this is the Australian Fishing Trade Association. It's the yearly show. And I was again representing the Women in Recreational Fishing Network, along with Talia, who you listen to each week with the Coastwatch report. And it was great to see the new products coming out and also have a chance to speak with the industry. And a highlight of the two shows for me was catching up with Bruce Elvey. He is an icon and a true gentleman, and he's been awarded an OAM, the only person in the fishing industry to have done so. So huge congratulations to Bruce. The last day of the show is open to the public for free entry. I think about 5,000 people registered. Kids were running through the show trying to get all the free products they could. It was absolute bedlam. You could hardly move. There was shoulder to shoulder. I came home a bit sick from being in such close quarters with everyone, but it was still a good show and I'm pleased that I was able to attend. I always bake fish or crab-shaped biscuits to take to the trade shows because it's very hard to stand out sometimes with the sheer amount of people you meet. The biggie seems to help people to remember me. Last week I was at Ballara running a fishing activity on behalf of the City of Moreton's Healthy and Active program. Thankfully the weather was great, even though the wind picked up towards the end and we caught a couple of whiting. All the dates and locations for the next round of programs is now open for bookings and that's up on the Two Bent Rods website. And last week I attended a tourism day at Siramay in the Redlands and it was well attended by the hierarchy of the tourism departments, councillors and the Redlands Mayor Joss Mitchell. And I felt very proud when she told the audience about a win that Two Bent Rods has achieved. So TripAdvisor announced that Two Bent Rods was in the top 10% of best activities to do in the world. In the world? Well, how cool is that? We are consistently receiving raving reviews for our programs, and I love knowing the kids are out enjoying themselves and learning something along the way. And I'm really lucky to have an awesome team who are passionate about passing on their skills and love of fishing to the next generation. Well, that's all from me, and I hope to see you out fishing.
So there you have it. Get your kids, particularly girls, into those healthy and active programs with one of the best. As Sam says, it's not always about catching fish. It supports social connections, good mental health, and is all about the environment and sustainability. Sam Beckman, congratulations. Thank you for joining us today, taking time out of your packed schedule to keep our community connected and informed. Listen again on 1015fm.com.au and search podcasts.